Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. I built the pyramid and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his ladder, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Wake up. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, January the 16th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic today. Today's, again, people are out celebrating Martin Luther King Day. I know there's a great march here in San Antonio, which is surprisingly, I can't figure out why it's one of the largest ones in the nation, but every year it is always one of the largest ones, considering that the black community, black population makes up about 3% of the city, yet and still it has one of the largest turnouts. But today, my brothers, we want to talk about something that, Dr. King and a lot of civil rights activists believed in, and that was a dream. But the dream has to start with an investment. And so today we want to talk about something that a lot of people don't really see, or we don't really understand. we want to talk about this idea of investing, but investing in oneself. It's interesting because most of us, myself included, don't really see when we invest, we don't see it as an investment in ourselves. So I'm here to tell you today that when you invest in any of my products, services, or information, you're not buying a product, you're making an investment in yourself. Now, that's a total different way of thinking. Let me say that again, because when we invest in something, we always look at it like an investment in that object, in that subject, in that person, or in that thing. We never really look at an investment as something that is going to benefit the self, even though a lot of times it does. But the way that we invest, if you invest in the stock market, if you go out and if you invest or buy some, you know, stocks or bonds, or if you do some kind of trading, you're looking at the fact that how can this increase in value? Now, you know that there's a benefit that returns to you. But what I am suggesting today is looking at how we invest when it comes to what this thing that we call self-improvement. And so we're not talking today about any type of a financial investment on the market. We're not talking about purchasing any real estate. We're not really talking about producing, you know, any products. Today what we want to do is we want to kind of flip the script a little bit, and we want to look at, you know, how any investment is an investment in yourself. And when I talk about investment primarily, especially for today's message, I'm talking about if you are investing in one of my products, one of my services, or some of my information. So most people think and most people look at that as a purchase. And so you go to my website at masterteacher33.com and you products and services, and you scroll through that list of information, and you select an item, and you have to buy it. And so our brain looks at it like it's a liability, because there is funds or there is money going out. And because of that perception, our expectation is limited. And remember, we only can receive in use value what we have given in monetary value. Let me say that again. We can only receive in use value what we have given in monetary value, or energy or currency. So you can only receive what you've given in current. Let me say that again. Very important. You can never receive more than you've given. That's what the universe says. Now, the universe may return it to you more than, you know, one-to-one ratio, but it's going to always be based upon how you've given. And so I have to say that again, my brothers, because you are making an investment not in my product, but you're making an investment in yourself. So the universe is going to do something for you. The universe is going to return to you an investment in you when you make an investment in my product, my service, or information. So the universe always, the universe is faithful. The universe never fails. And the universe always honors its principles and its process, its procedures above anybody else's. So the universe always returns. The universe is a guaranteed return. So when you make an investment in yourself, how do you do that? How is you buying one of my products, services, or information an investment in yourself? Because the knowledge and the information that you receive from my products, my services, and my information is going to do what for you? That knowledge that you see, that you receive, our brothers and sisters, is going to increase something. That's your skill set. Now, my brothers and sisters, we all have to make an investment in our skills. So if you are investing in yourself, it has a guaranteed return, because you control the amount of return, and you control the time by which you receive that return based upon the intensity of your interest in the purchase. So if you purchase a product and service or information, but you don't have a lot of interest in it, and there's not a lot of intensity in it, there's not a lot of a investment in it, then the amount of return, again, may be as not as high as you would like it to be, or not as fast or you would like it to be. So whenever I want to increase my return on my investment, I increase my intensity or my energy into my investment, my currency. Let me say that again. See, right now we're embarking upon a grand journey, and I need your total undivided attention. I need all of your energy, all of your I-N-N-E-R-G, God. I need all of it. In order for you to get a maximum return on your investment, you have to make sure that you show up with your energy, not only your E-N-E-R-G-Y, but your I-N-N-E-R-G, your energy. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. An investment in yourself through my products, services, and information gives you a guaranteed return, and you control the amount of the return, and you control the time. So like for me, let me give you a perfect example. I just came from the gym this morning, and I'll be going back to the gym this afternoon because I have my products and my services that I wrote. I have my own fitness program. Again, you can go to my website and check it out. You can Google it, and it comes up. Frequent intense training, nutrition, exercise, stretching, and sleep. And so this is how investments work. Please, somebody pay attention, because attention is not free. You got to pay for it. And so I am making an investment. And so I want to increase. I want a better amount of return. I want a greater amount than anybody else. And I want it in a shorter period of time than anybody else. So how can I guarantee that I get a return on my investment in a faster time and with a greater amount? So I want a return on my investment in 30 days instead of 6 months. And I want a return on my investment of a loss of 30 pounds instead of a loss of 10 pounds. So how can I guarantee that I'm going to increase my investment? So you're making an investment. Let's say you decide to join me and you're part of the Claronomics Temple Building DNA Blueprint for Success, and instead of a one-year program, you want a 30-day program. You want your results in 30 days instead of 365 days. How do you guarantee your return? How do you guarantee frequent intense training? Increase your intensity. So what am I doing? I normally work out once a day. So now I'm working out twice. Sometimes I even do three times a day. I go morning, 6 a.m., I go 12:30, 1 o'clock right after the show, and then I go later on that night at 7 or 8. I cut all carbs and all sugar. What am I doing? I'm focusing, I'm disciplined, and I got an orderly system. If you want a guarantee, now everybody talks about guarantees, man, and everybody says, oh, man, there ain't no guarantees in life. I'm going to give you a guarantee. Guarantee. Anybody that's in my program, guarantee. If you got frequent, intense training, I mean, if you increase your intensity, that means the amount of focus that you're putting into it, the amount of discipline that you have within yourself, and the amount of order that you have inside of your system, I guarantee that you will receive a 100-fold return on your investment. Guarantee. There's not too many guarantees in life, but this is a guarantee. How can I make this guarantee? Well, in the area of frequent intense training, I've done it at least 30 times, was weight loss. In the areas of business and monetary, I've at least done it 30 times. So I can guarantee this, because how does it work? Well, let's break down three small steps, three things, my brothers and sisters, that guarantees you a return on your investment. And again, I can't speak for other people's products and services, but it's pretty much, because it's not the product or the service, it's the investor in the product or the service. So it's really not what happens to you, it's how you react to what happens to you. People tell me all the time, but Brother Will, you don't understand what happened. When people are telling me what happened to them, I'm listening. But when people tell me how they reacted to it, you see, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. Life is going to throw shizness at you. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee that. I can guarantee you that nothing in life stays the same. You may be on a mountaintop today, but you're going to have a valley experience coming up. You may be in the valley today, but you're going to be on a mountaintop tomorrow. Guaranteed. The Bible says nothing in life stays the same. But it's the same process. It's the same routine. It's the same principles. But we got to understand, again, that it's cyclical, or it's a cycle, that the world that we live in is cyclical. So it goes around, comes around, as they're saying. Some people call it karma. You can call it what you want. At the end of the day, all I know is one thing. If you invest in yourself through my products and services and information, you're guaranteed to get a result if you show up. Now, if you do like some people, I've had people who bought my product, services, information, and they put it on the shelf. They don't even unwrap it or even open it. You are guaranteed not to get a return. So my brothers and my sisters, let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying to you today, because it's very, very important. It's very important that we, number one, develop our intensity. Now, when I say develop our intensity, intensity is not something that's automatic. So you got to know how to increase your intensity. Investments are effort. It's the effort you put in consistently. So to me, intensity is firm, it's fair, and it's consistent. That's how you increase your intensity. Now, your intensity has to be you have to have a firm grip on your dream or on reality. So how can you invest in something that you don't even know what it is? That's why I've done at least 10 hours worth of audio preparing everybody for what I'm doing in 2017. 10 hours. That's on this Blog Talk channel. And I've done another 5 or 6 hours on the Clarinomic side. So a good total of 15 to 20 hours just talking about what we're going to be doing in 2017. So that means nobody's going in with their eyes closed. Everybody's going in with their eyes wide open. What are we doing in 2017? We're identifying the root cause. Not the effect, the root cause of all limiting beliefs. And then we're going to give you the option to remove that. Now, some limiting beliefs are beneficial. Let's say you got a fear of snakes. That limiting belief is beneficial, somewhat. See a snake, and you avoid it because you don't know if it's poisonous or not. Now, there are people that are snake handlers. So why do people run from snakes? And then there's other people who run towards snakes. You know what they did? They develop the skill. Number one, you have to develop a skill. How? Through having some intensity. How? By being firm, fair, and consistent. So snake handlers run in the direction of danger. Firemen run in the direction of danger. Police officers, shots fired, everybody's clearing the building. What do the cops do? They're running into the building. Now they got their vest on. They got an AR-15, or they carrying some kind of auto or semi-automatic weapon along with 3 or 4 handguns, and they're running into why? They have developed their skills. So, brothers and sisters, the number one thing that you have to do to guarantee a return on your investment is to develop your skills. And my brothers and my sisters, that is what I am here for. I am here to assist you with developing your skills. Because out of everything, at the end of the day, the only thing that you control is the development of your skills. Now, your skill set is different from anybody else's skill set. Most people don't even know their skill set. Now, I'm saying skill set, but I really mean, dear Kenia, I really mean your innate abilities. I really mean your energy. Develop your energy. My brothers and my sisters, that's your inner chi. Energy is your inner chi. Your inner chi is your energy. That means inside of you, God put a part of himself inside of you. Now, brothers and sisters, I get really excited when I start thinking, just thinking. I ain't even got to start talking about it. When I start thinking about the fact that there's a part of me, I got like a part of the, like in the Transformers, the off-spark. I got a part of the cube inside of me. So God broke off a piece of himself and placed it inside of me and said, here you go. And that piece, it can't be destroyed. It can be transformed. It can be changed in many different types of, but it can never die. I don't know, like, what that. I don't know if that does anything for you, but that just gives me a feeling of like, okay, bring it on. Because I know I have something inside of me. Because I have this treasure hidden inside of me. What is this treasure? Christ in me, the Christos. Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's inside of me. It's inside of you. And so my job is to find that peace that God placed inside of me and to improve it. How do I improve it? Just by tapping into it. Really, you can't improve it. The only thing that you can do is recognize it. Only thing that you can do is get on the same frequency of it. Only thing that you can do is get out of the way of it. Just let it vibrate. Let it oscillate. That, my brother, Christ consciousness is all-knowing, is all-power, and is all-present. Let me say that again. These attributes are there. Now, these are just a few, but there's many attributes. We did the show already on the attributes of Christ consciousness. Let me make sure, because it's what I call phase conjugation. It's the ability to implode instead of explode. That means that you collapse inside. That means you go, everything you do, you go inside yourself. Now, right now, we are programmed. I talked about the show. I put the little link on my Facebook channel, and it shows you that the government, let me stop saying the government, they want you to be left brain instead of right brain thinking. Because the left brain is reason and logic, it's limit, it's ego, it's arrogance, it's cocky, it's testosterone, it's if you piss on me, I'm going to piss on you. That's the program. 90% of the people, 99% of the people are left brain. I'm left brain. That means that I have a spiritual parasite. I have an entity attachment disorder. Now, I've known this for years. That's why I've been working on it for years. Now that I've gotten to a place where I've removed most of my entities, I'm helping other people remove theirs. Because I want to see, I had to prove it to myself first. I had to make sure that it worked first. I had to make sure that I was, because I can't teach theory. I got to teach theorem. I got to have a closed loop. Standard that, hey, by investing in myself, by focusing on myself, by exercising focus, discipline, and order, this would happen. By simply exercise focus, discipline, and order, guess what happened? I got vision. And this vision overpowered my limiting belief. It didn't overpower all of them, but it overpowered most of them. What does that mean? That simply means that I had a limiting belief that says, you can make X amount of dollars. And I had a vision in my head, and that vision says, look at your past successes, brother. Look at all the products and services that you've done. Look at your education. Look at all of the people that you've assisted. Look at your track record. Look at all the positives instead of the negatives. And I saw that dark cloud, and there was a silver lining in that dark cloud. And guess what? That allowed me to just step right over that limiting belief that says that you're a loser, or that your products doesn't work, or that you're this, or that you're that. And so my vision allowed me to overpower and to blow past most of my limiting beliefs. Not all of them, most of them. Because what did I do? I was firm, fair, and consistent. That gave me focus, discipline, and order. That allowed me to reveal, explain, illuminate. And then it helped me to simplify what I was doing. And so now I can express, expose, and expand my God-given giftedness. How did everything start, though? It all started with an investment in myself and by making products and services that benefited me. Now the same products and services that have benefited me, because I invested in myself, I didn't buy. It wasn't a purchase. See, the enemy lies to you when you buy something and say, oh, man, you just out $20. Man, Brother Will's charging $5,000. That's a lot of money, man. You're going to be out $5,000. That $5,000, brothers and sisters, is an investment in yourself through my products and services and information. It's not an investment in my products. It's not an investment in my service. It's not an investment in my information. It's an investment in yourself. Because I guarantee you, if you bring your intensity, number one, which is going to increase your skill set, that means that you're going to learn something. You're going to improve upon something. You're investing, my brothers and sisters, in a higher vibratory rate. That's what we are investing in. And that vibratory, you're going to be vibrating on such a high frequency that belief system you got that's limiting you is vibrating on a lower frequency. My brothers and my sisters, you have to see yourself the way God does. See yourself the way God sees you. If you can do that, my brothers and sisters, you're going to be off to the races. Because I see in you, I may say some things that you know, my selection and my, I'm not perfect, man. I say stuff that I look back and you know, I could have chose a better word for it. I'm not here to try to, you know, rain on anybody's parade or make anybody, you know, feel bad. And I, like anybody else, you know, I get excited. I get hyped up. I want so much for people that I'm trying. I've gotten a whole lot better because I can't want more for you than you want for yourself. That system doesn't work. I tried that and it doesn't work. And I got to make sure that I don't go back to doing that. I got to continue, my brothers and sisters, to allow God to work through you, in you, as you. You are right where you need to be. I am so excited because you're about to expand, expose, and express your level of diakonia, which is your skill set in the area of business or in areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. That's number one. The number one thing, again, when you invest in yourself through my product, services, and information, again, you're going to develop your diakonia. You're going to find it. You're going to develop it. That diakonia is going to give you a mental picture. My diakonia says I have a worldwide internet-based organization that has millions of people that are being assisted with my product, services, and information, and I'm making $100,000 a month. That's the vision in my head. That's the mental picture in my head. And that just blows through. A problem comes up, and I think about, where am I going? What's my role? You see, my brothers and sisters, all of my energy is consistently invested into playing a larger role and determining the quality and determining the time of the return on my investment. All of my energy. All of my energy. All of my energy. All of my energy. When I'm focused, I'm focused. When I'm disciplined, I'm disciplined. When I'm orderly, I'm orderly. All of my energy, this is number one, this is very, very important. All of your energy, all of your energy, all of your I-N-N-E-R-G, and all of your energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, all of it must be consistently, it must be firm, it must be fair, and it must be consistently invested into the role. You have to play a larger role in determining your own success. You have to play a larger role. Everything you're doing is great. And that's the hard part, because when I do these shows, people think that they have to make this major adjustment. And then they go out and they totally destroy what they're doing. No, it's just a minor. The devil hides in the details. You're doing everything great. There's not a person that, yeah, if you listen to this call, there's no way in the world you would be on this call on a holiday if you weren't already successful. You're already wealthy. You're already healthy. You're already wise. You're already in a great relationship. Now we're just making minor adjustments. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's not what I'm saying. I know sometimes my speech is a little intense and I come off like, man, you got this major problem. Brother, sister, you ain't got no problems. We're just going from glory to glory. You're already in glory. You can stay. You ain't got to change nothing if you don't want to. If I don't change, if I don't make another dime than what I made last year, I'm good. If I don't lose another pound than where I'm at right now, I'm good. If I don't read another book and get another nugget of knowledge, I'm good. If my relationship doesn't change, if it stays exactly the way it is right now, I'm good. But I want to go from good to better to best. Now, some people may say that, brother, good is good. Absolutely. You can hang up this call, disconnect, good is good. There's no reason to change, man. I am not talking, this message is not for everybody. I just want to wake up every morning on cloud nine, even on my bad days. When they put me in my black behind in a box, I'm going to die with a smile on my face. Because why? I want on my tombstone, here lies the man that did everything or tried everything that he wanted. I'm not leaving nothing on the table. And I'm not talking about no illegal stuff. I'm not talking about that. No, I'm talking about purpose-based production, brother. I'm talking about purpose-based production, sister. Everything that God placed inside of my DNA, I'm going to get it out. I'm not leaving. I'm not dying with nothing. I'm not dying with my gift inside of me. I'm not dying. I'm not taking my gift to the grave, brother. I'm not taking my books to the grave. I'm not taking my products to the grave. Everything that's inside of me, I'm bringing it out of me. I'm going to write every book. I'm gonna write every poem. I'm gonna visit every place. I'm gonna talk to every person. I will do every workout. I'm gonna eat every food. I'm gonna vibrate on every frequency. Everything that God has designed for me, for my race, for my destiny, I'm gonna express it. I'm going to expose it, and I'm going to expand it. How am I gonna do it? Because I'm gonna invest all of my INNERG into the role, not the goal. I'm playing a role. What's the role you're playing? Okay, we just wrote the script. Now the movie is The Magnificent Seven. So you're one of the Magnificent Seven. So now, as a part of the role of the Magnificent Seven, your job is, you know, to get armed up with a bunch of guns, and we're gonna go through this little, you know, town where they taking advantage of people, and we're gonna go in there with bullets, and we're gonna blow down the bad guys. That's my role. So therefore, I'm gonna get the biggest gun I can find. I'm gonna get the most bullets that I can find, which is my knowledge, which is my thoughts, and the gun is the vehicle that I'm using. In my case, it's my products, it's my services, it's my information. The town is the universe. It's every person I come into. So I'm gonna go in there, and I'm gonna shoot fiery darts and blow holes in the enemy, because I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But I wrestle against the principalities, against wickedness, against rulers in high places. So again, just like in the movie, again, Denzel just came out with that movie, Magnificent Seven, I think it was called. You know, hey, you're the same way. That's your role. So make sure you read the script, because you wrote it. If you don't like the script, guess what? Let me let you in on a secret. This is like high tech, you know, massive stuff. This is like deep kimchi right here. Let me let you in on a big secret. This is number two. Number one is you got to develop your skill set, which is your dear Kenia. Number two is, and this is huge, you wrote the script. Let me make sure you understand what I just said. You play a role. It says, son, you are a didactic teacher, and I want you to replace error with truth. Now, how I go about being a didactic teacher and how I go about replacing error, maybe I don't want to write books. Maybe I want to freaking do music and replace error with truth through music. Maybe I want to be a mime. No words, just get on stage and just mime it. I can explore my creativity. I can creatively express, expose, and expand my God-given dear Kenia. I'm a three. You have some attributes of a three. You may not be a three. Maybe you're five. Maybe you're seven. Whatever your life path is, that's God. God is telling you, this is how I want you to express, expose, and expand my dear Kenia. So your gift, you have a role to play, but inside of that role, it's like in the movie Magnificent Seven, you know, you're going to be firing guns, but maybe you want to fire it with your right hand. Maybe you want to be left hand. Maybe you want to use both hands. That's creative. You get to choose that. So inside of this limit, you have some creativity. It's like people tell me all the time, brother, are we free? I say, no, we're not free. We don't. People tell me all the time, man, we have unlimited freedom. Because if I had unlimited freedom, I would just fly to Mars and check it out. I wouldn't have to take nobody's. I would time travel. I would levitate, walk through walls. Everything that Yahushua did, I've been doing it. I'm working on it. I ain't got there yet. So we are like dogs on a leash. We're like a baby in a crib. Now, does a baby have freedom inside of a crib? Answer, yes. Does an inmate have freedom inside of, we put them inside of a cell. Inside of that cell, they got freedom inside the cell. A baby has freedom inside the crib. A dog has freedom as far as the leash will go. You have freedom as far as your little legs and your pocketbook and your imagination will carry you. That's as far as you can go. If you had unlimited freedom, brothers and sisters, you wouldn't be on no leash. You wouldn't be no baby in no crib. You wouldn't be on planet Earth. You wouldn't be inside of this physical body. If you had total freedom like the wind. Now, people think that we have free will. My name is Will, and I'm not free. I wish I had free will. unlimited free will. Now I have free will with inside of my blackness. I have free will inside of my body. I have free will with inside of my resources. I have free will up and according to my education. So I need to explore how can I expand my free will. Number one, you got the diakonia. Number two, you choose up to the parameters of your diakonia how you want to express it, how you want to expose it, and how you want to expand it. So you got a diakonia. Now what you going to do? What's next? So now, okay, we found your niche. Now, people think when they find a niche, that's it. I was telling Sister Tammy we found her niche. She's going to empower, you know, third world, primarily third world African-American women. Okay? How are we going to do that? We live in the first world. We don't live in the third world. Number one, we got to get over there. That takes money. Number two, you got to set up, you know, when you get there, you got to find somebody to network with. Then we got to set up something. How are we going to help third world women? Well, her primary thing is just her presence, her energy, her power that is God-given. So now we got to transcend. Or now what she has to do is she has to transfer her spirit. So hers is not necessarily going to be by providing them with clean running water or providing them with food or providing them with an education. Hers is providing them with her presence. That means she has to be there. Why? So she can walk around and she can infect other women with her smile and her energy. So let me ask you a question, brothers and sisters. You got your niche. Now, how creative are you going to be inside of that niche? See, this is how you invest in yourself through the products and services of someone else. You're purchasing my product and service. My product and service is designed to help you, number one, find your diakonia. When you find your diakonia, you're going to fall in love with it. When you fall in love with it, you're going to fall out of love with that limiting belief. And now, every time that limiting belief comes up, you're going to look at your diakonia, and you're going to look at the limiting belief. You're going to look at your diakonia, you're going to look at your limiting belief. You're going to look at that diakonia, and then you're going to say, bump that limiting belief, and you're going to step on that limiting belief, and you're just going to move it. We ain't going to need no neuro-linguistical techniques. We don't need to hypnotize you. I ain't got to use no smelling salt. You ain't got to lay on no sofa for 40 days. No, but so you can remove your limiting belief instantly. How do you remove your limiting belief? By studying and understanding and investing in your diakonia. The same way they taught me to be able to detect a counterfeit dollar bill is the same way I'm going to teach you how to override your limiting belief. Study the original so much that you fall in love with the original, that you expand your knowledge of the original, that you're so in love with the original that when something fake shows up, you've studied the original so much, when something fake shows up, yeah, ain't the original, man. You know, Coca-Cola says that, you know, Coca-Cola used to have that slogan, Coke is the real thing. Brother, when you find the real thing, trust me, it's like once the brain is expanded, it can't shrink back. That's why when you experience real love, you can't go back to fake play church. When you experience real worship, you can't go back to first worship. You can't. The brain doesn't allow you. That, my brother, is number two. Number one, we said in many different ways. I like to say it simply as find your diakonia. When you find it again, it's kind of the way that you find it again through your intensity. All right? By intensely being firm, fair, and consistent, exercising focus, discipline, and order, directing all of your energy, all of it, all of your energy is being directed into your role, not your goal. How? Direct all of your energy into how? I direct all of my energy into, not that I'm losing 30 pounds in 30 days, but how? I direct all of my energy into, not that I'm making $125,000, but how? I direct all my energy into how I'm doing it. And then now I'm going to creatively understand how do I increase or express, expose, and expand my niche. This is my role. Now what I want to do is I want to creatively express my role by rewriting, by adjusting, by moving characters around. Now remember, the script is already written, but within that script, on that leash, I can go as far as the leash. God says, you're my dog on a leash. God said, you got freedom to go anywhere you want in that leash. All that leash can go. When you get to the edge, that's called knowledge. When you get to the edge of your know the ledge. That's, again, you have a leash. Know the ledge, you have a leash. God gave you a leash. He gave you a certain box. He gave you a certain parameters. He gave you a certain sphere. You got a certain sphere of it. Master your space, brother. Master your space, sister, not mine. Master yours. Use your creativity to master your domain. What, don't your domain name is not Master Teacher 33. Don't master mine. Master yours. What's your domain name? Oh, you don't have one? Well, let's creatively find one. So that way you can use your creativity to express, expose, and expand your niche. This is going to help you grow personally and professionally. Because now when you view problems, you don't see problems. You see solutions. So, again, your energy increases. Problems take, solutions give. Problems take, solutions give. Problems take, solutions give. So, again, the more problems you have, the less energy you have, the less energy, the less I-N-N-E-R-G, energy, which is E-N-E-R-G-Y. So everybody that's with me in 2017, this is what we're doing. This is the simple three-step process. What we are doing is I'm teaching you how to invest in yourself through investing in my products, services, and information again. And what this is going to do, when you invest your energy into my products, services, and information, it's going to give you enthusiasm. And this enthusiasm, again, you are going to deliver it to the universe in the form of your own product, service, or information that is filled with enthusiasm. In other words, my brothers and my sisters, by simply investing in me, you're investing in yourself. Because my products and services is going to give you the gumption, if you want to use that term, to invest and to create your own product, services, and information. And then you are going to be using your, again, your niche, your space. Now, I like, you know, I like Nick Saban. They lost this year, but Nick Saban, man, Alabama been in the championship game for what, last 5 years? Why? You know what Nick Saban teaches? Nick Saban doesn't teach. They watch very little film on the opponent. They watch some film. But you know what Nick Saban teaches? Nick Saban teaches his football players to master their position. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand what I just said. Out of everything in life, this is number three. Number one, find your diakonia. I already got that covered for you since I did the diakonia report. When you give it, then I give that to you. When you find your diakonia, number two, find your niche inside that diakonia and creatively. That means that you tweak it. So my diakonia is I'm a teacher, but I'm not really a teacher. My diakonia is I'm a compassionate creator. So the way that one of the things that I've created is books and tapes. But I'm really a compassionate creator. I'm a three. So I'm using my creativity, but I'm expressing it. God said you can express it. You're creative. But he didn't say you can only be creative in art. He said you can be creative in art. You can be creative in music. You can be creative in sewing. You can be creative in cooking. He gave me this space to allow me to be creative. And so that allows me, and that takes me to number three, and that is to master that space. If I enjoy music and if I choose to play an instrument, I need to learn and I need to master my instrument. And if I'm not into music, let's say I'm into cooking, well, then I need to master what type of a cooking. Am I cooking soul food? And am I cooking, Italian cuisine? What? I should know you. If I say Michael Jackson, what do you think? If I say Michael Jordan, what do you think? If I say Michael Johnson, what do you think? Michael Johnson. Those are three different people, but they all got the same first name. Michael Johnson, remember? 400-meter dash, Olympic athlete, star, track and field. If I say Michael Jackson, come on, man, king of pop. He wasn't a king of track and field. But if I say Michael Jordan, we're talking about the king of basketball. We're talking about the best player that ever graced and donned a basketball uniform, bar none. Now, that's some people that's close. But notice, even though they all got the same name, first name, Michael, they all are masters of different space. So let me ask you a question. If I say your name, what comes to my mind? You mean to tell me if I go to your family right now and I say your name, I went and I say, hey, this is Jim Bob. And I sit and say, Jim Bob, let me bring your closest family members, brothers and sisters. I say, tell me about Jim Bob. What will they say? Have you established yourself as the resident expert in blank? Have you mastered your space? Are you too busy trying to control somebody else's? See, most people, brothers and sisters, they haven't found their niche. Let me tell you how you find your niche. Let me tell you how you know you found your niche. Let me tell you how you know. You can't stop thinking about it. It consumes every day. Now, brothers and sisters, this is God's honest truth. I wish I was telling a lie, because then you would feel a little better. See, I don't sleep at night. Happily. People think I don't sleep at night because I got a problem. I don't sleep at night because I got a freaking solution. I don't sleep at night because it's a freaking waste of time. Because I fell in love, brother. I fell in love, sister. Do you think somebody got to get me up in the morning? Do you think somebody has to prod me? Do you think I need an alarm clock? Do you think I need motivation? Do you think I need a life coach? Do I need a Reverend Dr. Bishop? Do I need somebody to call me and say, come on, Brother Will? When you find your purpose, your niche, you can't sleep. You can't do cray-cray stuff. You can't argue and debate. You can't do drama. You can't control other people. You're too busy controlling yourself. I have no time. None. Trying to watch Love and Hip Hop or the Beverly Hills Housewives or some other dramatic BS. I got my own drama. I got my own show. If somebody, if anything, they're going to make a Lifetime movie, or they're going to make a freaking show about me. They're going to make a reality show around my life. Hey, it's better to watch what I'm doing than watch what the hell Mariah Carey's doing. Investing in yourself, brothers and sisters, truly makes a difference in yourself. It makes you feel better about yourself. It makes you vibrate and oscillate on a level that I can't even put into words. Your ability to thrive, your ability to perform, your ability to do your best, your ability to show up in your own life, your ability to tweak your own script, your ability to extend yourself, your ability to express, expose, and express yourself, your ability to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify, your ability to master your own chi, your ability to control your own destiny, your ability to invest in your future, your ability to understand and see through bullshitness. When people show up, you automatically, your discernment goes off the chain in your space. Now, if you take me out of my space, I'm just another joke. I got to stay in my space. I've mastered my space. The same way Nick Saban turned the University of Alabama into a powerhouse in college football, because what Nick Saban says, if you are a linebacker, don't try to be a freaking safety. And if you are starting safety, don't try to be the starting corner. And if you're the quarterback, don't try to be the freaking running back. I hate when I see NFL quarterbacks. That's why I'm not really a fan of some of the NFL quarterbacks, because they're not quarterbacks, they're running backs. If you want to be a running back, dude, you should be a running back. If you're a quarterback, you should direct the team. You're like a good point guard in a basketball team. A good point guard distributes the basketball. He doesn't hog the basketball. If your point guard has more attempts and he takes more jump shots than anybody else on the team, that's not a point guard. That's a shooting guard. He's out of position. So let me ask you the question, brother. Let me ask you the question, sister. Are you out of position? You see, my brothers and sisters, today I want you to make a decision to invest in yourself by investing in my product, services, and information so we can put you in your right position. And once we put you in that right position, that's number one. We've got to be firm. We've got to be fair. We've got to be consistent. Then when we find that right position, we got to exercise focus, discipline, and order. And when we do that, my brothers and sisters, the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to develop you. And once we develop you, then we're going to say we got to now tweak you so that way we use your specific fingerprint and we put your signature on it. Because there's a lot of other people that's in your niche. There's a lot. You think I'm the only teacher? There's a lot of other teachers. How many didactic teachers, though, that teach exactly what I teach? Yeah, none. I have no competition. So we're going to find your niche, and we're going to say, hey, man, but Brother Will, there's a lot of people in my space. I said, no problem. We're going to use your specific creativity to unearth your individual creativity, and we're going to put your stamp on it. And we're going to say, oh, he or she's a chef. But guess what? They are a low-carb, high-fat chef. They are a, you know, Italian chef. They are this. We're going to put your stamp using your creativity on it. And then that is going to allow you, my brothers and sisters, again, to master it, to nurture it until you develop self-mastery. So we're going to go from Dear Kinnear to creative expression to self-mastery. And guess what's going to happen to those limiting beliefs that you got? We're going to solve them by ignoring them. See, most people focus on, oh, yeah, you go to the therapist. They're going to put you on a sofa. You're going to lay there for a year talking about the problem. Guess what you're going to do when you're talking about the problem? You get more of the problem. Guess how I'm going to solve the problem? Guess how we're going to destroy your limiting beliefs? We're going to identify it. We'll say, yeah, we see you. And then we're going to turn our back on it. And we're going to pull the plug. We're going to take all the energy out of it. See, right now you're feeding it. That's what that sucker still following you around. How are you feeding it, though? That's what we're going to break down in 2017. Yeah, we're going to get rid of all the drama. We're going to get rid of all this. So you got to stop feeding the flesh, bro. You got to stop feeding the flesh, sis. Stop feeding it. Starve that sucker to death. Why? By feeding your solutions and starving your problems. Feed your solutions, starve your problems. How? By investing in yourself. How? By investing in products and services and information that you deem, that you see value in, and then show up so that way you can show out. Increase your intensity. How, brother? How do I increase my intensity? By being firm, fair, and consistent. Best focus, discipline, and order. By putting all of your energy into your inner chi. That's going to allow you to drive right through, because this is what's going to happen. When you show up for your own play, when you show up for your own life, when you're the star and you're the director of your own script, you're putting all of your energy, all of your time, all of your money, all of your resource, all of your focus, all your discipline, all of your order, you're putting all of it into mastering your space. And so now you understand your role. So you're attached to the role and you're detached from the goal and you're having so much fun being you. You don't even want to sleep at night. Like, oh, man, I got to stop being, oh, man, you know what? But, you know, I'm going to dream about it. So I'm going to put something on my mind. I'm going to focus on, well, okay, I'm going to write down. Do I got a problem? Let me see. What problems do I got? Okay, no problems. Okay, what dream, what goals do I want to accomplish? Oh, yeah, I got a couple of things that I want to do. Write it down. What do you want to do? I see myself, I am blank. For me, I am wealthy. $100,000 a month. For me, I am healthy. 210 pounds, less than 5% body fat of walking, talking, breathing dynamite. I am wise. To me, that means that I have the authentic, original truth, that I have a personal, private, productive relationship with the big G, that I can see through fluff from a mile away. That means that my wisdom is the same, that I'm vibrating, oscillating as if I have taken the white powder gold, as if I had ingested some ORMS or some atomic blah, 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 gold, whatever you call it. It's like I'm like that dude on Limitless. I'm like a girl in the movie Lucy. Activated 100% of my brain because I've chosen to. No outside stimulation. I got inside revelation. Thank you very much. And my relationship is off the hizzle for shizzle. I'm traveling. I am elevated. That means that I'm giving and receiving love. That means that I am being elevated and I'm not being tolerated. That means that my every cell in my body vibrates when I think and look at my mate. I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but that's what I am being now, not tomorrow, not next week. And it's my job to make sure that you are oscillating and vibrating on that same frequency. Because we're going from good to better, to best. Now, if you want to stay good, man, I got mad respect for you. If you want to go just a little bit better, mucho respect, brothers, sisters. I want to be the Nick Saban in my space. The same way he took Alabama to 5 championships, the same way I'm taking 25 people to being the best that they can be. Not because we have to be. Not because of the fact that somebody else wants us to be. But because we see worth and value in ourselves and we choose to be. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Email me, my brothers and sisters, at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Today was the last day for the pay in full option. Again, and then we have the monthly options. A lot of different stuff going on. If you need more information, simply email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My brothers and my sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. I value you. I see you for who you are. I see your greatness. I see your destiny. I see your gifts. I see your talents. I see your skills. Don't take them to the grave. Leave them here. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rated R.